Okay, we'll say good vav. Today's daf is Yuma daf vav, and we are here on Hey Amud Beis. We were just in the middle of the machlokas in terms of whether Moshe addressed Aaron and his sons together or one after the other. I mean, Aaron, did they put on the avnet on the belt when Moshe dressed them for the miluim? Did he dress Aaron first and the sons afterwards? Or did it together? So just but we'll go up a little bit, but just to kind of ground ourselves. If you look at Amar Abaye, a few lines up, and again, as usual, today's shir is b'schus Rufu Shleima for Nami Mi Rav Shana Rav Garezel and for Shir b'Stvar Aleha. So Amar Abaye says b'ksonus u'mitznefes kulei amal pligi d'aron v'achakach banav. Everybody agrees by the ksonus and the mitznefet, right, by the robe and the hat. So everybody agrees that it was Aaron first. Right, the bein tzava bein asiyah the Aaron. Because both in Parshas Tetzava, when Hashem commands Moshe to dress Aaron and his sons, and in Parshas Tetzav, and when he actually does it, so in both cases, Aaron is written first, that he should come first. Ki pligi b'avnei. The machlokes, however, is by the belt, because ma'adam, and because there's a steer in psukim. Ma'adam or Aaron v'achakach banav, according to the one who says that Aaron was first, so dechliyav, because the pasuk says, v'achgor oso b'avnei, right, Oso being Aaron, right, singular. The other ksiv, Vayachgor Osam Avnet, right, first it says Aaron, right, Osam, and then it says Osam, right, that's already in Parshas Tzav. Uman damar Aaron Ubanov Vasachas, and the one who says that Aaron and his sons were dressed together at the same time by Moshe, and the Gemara will ask, how does that actually work? Tichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Vachagarta Osam, right, the Pasuk says that they should be dressed, right, that Pasuk is in Tetzav. So now, obviously, right, the Manda Amars are going to have to do something with the other pasuk. Right? So, Ulman da Amar Aaron Ubanav Vasachas, according to the one who says that they were dressed together, right, from the pasuk of Vachagarta Osam, which is plural, Haksiv Vayachgor Osob Avnei, Vahadarksiv Vayachgor Osam Avnei. It does say Oso and then Osam, implying Aaron and then his sons. So, what do you do with that? He would say to you, "Hahu avneto shall coin gadol, loze who avneto shall coin hedyot." That pasuk is not teaching me the order. That pasuk is just pointing out that the avnate of the coin gadol is different than the avnate of a regular coin, as Rashi explains over here at top. Right? The Torah says the Torah describes the avnate, the belt of the coin gadol, that it was made of shatnez, but it does not describe the belt of a regular coin. So what Rashi is saying is that what Rashi explains is that this mandamor would hold that those two psukim teaches me that the belt of the regular kohen, right, was not shatnez, it was just I assume linen, but it was regular shalbutz, yeah, so it was just regular fabric out of linen, and the kohen gadol was the only one that had shatnez. That's what that mandamor uses those psukim to teach me. Well, the mandamor Aaron v'achakach banav, right, now the other way, according to the one who says that Aaron was first. So, v'aksiv v'chagarta osam avneid, what does it do with the pasuk in Tetzaveh that says Moshe should dress them together? So, he would say, he would hold it, no. The belts are all the same. The kohen gadol and the regular kohanim wear the same belt made out of shatnez. So therefore, v'yachgor osam avneid, v'yachgor osam lamali. So therefore, what do you need those two psukim to teach me that, right? They dressed him and then them. So Shmamina Aaron v'achagach banav. Apparently, it teaches me that Aaron came first. Right? That's the mandar mashita. So basically, that the pasuk of v'achgor osam, right, them, teaches me that they all have the same belt. But the psukim that says oso and then osam, right, teaches me that Aaron was first and then his sons were second. So the Gemara says just technically, how could Moshe dress them all at the same time? Right? How does that work physically? So Gemara says, No. It's not that he actually physically had 10 hands and dressed them all at the same time. It means that, as Rashi explains over here, it depends on the order of how Moshe dressed them. I mean, according to the one who says they were not all together, so Moshe dressed Aaron completely first with all the begotten, right, and then dressed all the other sons completely with all the other begotten. So that's Aaron was first. According to the one who says it was Bevasakas, who was at the same time, he holds that he dressed everybody with all the other begotten and then put all the belts on in a row without any interruption. So Aaron's belt, and then let's say Nadav's belt, and Navi's belt, and etc. Lazar v'Itamar, right? So meaning, and all the belts went on bevasachas, right, one after the other without any interruption. Okay, now Frishin Kohen Gadol, was at the Mishnah that we separated the Kohen Gadol from his wife a week before, right? So the Gemara says, Lama Mafrishin, what's the purpose, right? Why would we do this? So Gemara immediately points out that we've just, where have you been for the last few daf? Lama mafrishin, why do you separate him? What do you mean? Kedar mina, neither Rabbi Yochanan kidisli, neither Reish Lakish kidisli. This machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We just did that for the last couple of blah. Hey, either Rabbi Yochanan learns it from the Miluim, or Reish Lakish learns it from Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. No, mi beso lama pirish. Well, why are you separating him from his wife? And as Machlokas Rashi tells us over here, in terms of what the question is, right, either according to Rashi, right, let his wife come to with him to the Lishkas HaParhedrin. According to Tosfos, let her come with him to one of the tunnels underneath the base of Hamikdash. The bottom line is, let her come with him to a place that's not Kadosh, like Har HaBayis, and he could stay with her. She can stay with him. What's the big deal? Why do we separate him from his wife 7 days before? The tiny leather brazer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Omer Shema Timtza Ishto Safek Nida. And we've mentioned this before, but maybe, right, again, if you remember, we had this discussion within Reish Lakish Shita. So according to him, right, this is a weird question because we already discussed. But okay, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera says that maybe, right, because maybe she end up being a Safek Nida, right? As we pointed out, maybe 7 days before, right, they had Bia, and then she found some blood afterwards, and right, maybe the Kohen is going to be Tomei. So Viyavo Aleha, right, and maybe he will sleep with her when she is a Safek Nida. So the Gemara originally understands that she becomes a Safek Nida before they sleep together. Right, Atu Bereshioskinan, the Gemara says, what, is this guy a Russia? Right, his wife might be a Nida, and then if they have Bia anyway? Right, no, who does that? No, nobody does that, right? Rishayim do that. So Ella, so he says, no, Shema Yavo al Ishto v'timza Safek Nida. No, relax, right? The Bia is before. And then afterwards we find out that maybe she was a Nida. So that's a problem, because if, as we said, as we pointed out a couple of blot ago, that someone who sleeps with a Nida becomes Tamei like a Nida. And that's a 7-day purification process, and that will already mess up the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rav Chista. So they explained that the Rabbanan said in front of Rav Chista that Kaman Karabi Akiva. This must be Rabbi Akiva's Shita. The Amar who says, Nida Metama Ez Bola. That a Nida is Metame, someone she sleeps with. The Rabbanan, because if it's the Rabbanan Shita, Ha'amri Ein Nida Metame Ez Bola. The Rabbanan say that a woman does not, a Nida does not Metame, a person she sleeps with. Now, this is a very confusing line, because the fact that Anida is Metame Bo'ala, someone she sleeps with, so that's a pasuk. Right? You can't tell me that they argue after whether the Nida is Metame someone she sleeps with. So Rashi over here explains, if you look at the long Rashi, starting by the long fat lines, so basically this is going on, there's a Mishnah in Nida, towards the beginning, where is it? Rashi, yeah, so Rashi quotes here, Yadalad Amad Aleph, that says, that again, women check themselves after the bia, and if they find blood, so then, right, depending on how quickly after the bia she checked, right, that will determine the woman's status. So the Mishnah lays out three possibilities, and they're really, right, within, I would argue, maybe even seconds of each other. But again, we're talking, let's explain. Yeah, so if she checks herself mamash right away, so then they're for sure tummy, right? The Mishnah says everybody agrees that they're for sure tummy. If the bia, if the checking, if the woman wipes herself, like, let's say a few seconds afterwards, which the Gemara here is going to call achar, right? After the bia, right? A little bit afterwards, let's say she has to go get a tissue or something, right, from the bathroom or whatever it is. So that's achar. So then, if she finds blood, then they're telling me safek. That's what we're talking about over here. Safek nida. And then if it was even later than that, right, if it took even a few more seconds or even after that, so then there's a din d'rabbanan that she's tamei. I mean, she's not tamei midaraisa, but there's a din d'rabbanan that she's tamei, and any kachin that she handled might be a problem. And that's where there's a machokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva is going to say that not only is she tamei, retroactively, midrabanan, but so too the person who slept with her. And Tanakama says, no, she's not going to be metame her husband if, in fact, she found blood, right, in this later stage of checking. Okay, so that's machlokes. Anyway, that's what we're saying. The Gemara is going to explain why this needs to be Rabbi Akiva Shita. Right, if you're telling me, right, if we're nervous that we might find that she's a Safek Nida, right, so therefore we separate him 7 days earlier, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, who says that if she would be a Safek Nida, right, she would impose that Durabanan Tumah, right, on her husband, the Kohen Gadol. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain. So that's what the Gemara means. And it must be Rabbi Akiva who says that she would transfer, in that case, in that scenario of Safek Nida, she would transfer the Tumah onto her husband. Rav Chisda says, no, Afilu Temer Rabbanan, you can even say that this is a Rabbanan Shita, right? Because I kind of plugi Rabbanan, let Rabbi Akiva, ela ba'achar achar. Because the Machlokas, as I just explained it, right, is that only if it's after, meaning in that third stage, all the way after, again, all the way is really maybe a minute or a very few seconds after, but let's say a minute after the bia, the third stage, that's if she checked her, that's the machlokas. But aval b'chan achar, but if it's one after, meaning if it's right away, not right away, if it's a second level, meaning she, let's say she went to the bathroom to get something to wipe herself, so then modulay, then they agree that the rabban, meaning the rabbanon, agree that she is metame her husband, and that's why in this case we separate him 7 days before, because in that case of safek nida, maybe the kohen gadol will become tame. I'm Rabbi Zeirish, Mamina bol nida eino kenida. Apparently, what do you see from this? That someone who sleeps with a nida is not like exactly, it's not the same exact tuma of the nida, because betolo bayom. Because he can go to the mikveh on the seventh day. And we say, we assume that nidas go to the mikveh at night after 7 days are complete. But apparently this whoever sleeps with a nida and becomes tamei for 7 days can go to the mikveh during the daytime of the seventh day and then wait for sun to go down and then it becomes tohar. Idea Marta Bol nida kenida, because if you're telling me it's exactly like a nida that he has to wait for nightfall on the seventh day to go to the mikveh, and then he has to wait until nightfall on the eighth day to become fully tahar, so emas tovil. So when is he going to the mikvah? To balayla, right? But he's going to, meaning at night, meaning on the night of the eighth day, right? The night after the seventh day. And the machar hechi avod avoda. So how he's doing the avoda? I mean, again, if you think about it, we separate the kohen gadol 7 days before. Yeah, let's say if on that night they had bias, so he has to wait seven days. He's tamei. She becomes a safek nida. He's tamei. He can't go to the mikvah on erev Yom Kippur. He has to go on Leil Yom Kippur. Well, he's not fully tahor until Harev Shemesh, until the sun goes down on Yom Kippur. So how is he doing all the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur? So it must be that the status of someone who sleeps with a nida is not exactly like a nida, meaning he can go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then when the sun goes down on Erev Yom Kippur, right, on the night of Yom Kippur, so then he's already fully tahor and he can do the avoda. I stopped a little early, but just read it quickly, right? Amos Tavil Balayla, when does he go to the mikveh? He goes at night. So the next day, how is he doing avoda? Habay Harev Shemesh, he needs the sun to go down for him to become fully tahar. So Elulav Shemar Minos, apparently, what do you see from here? That Bol Nida Eino Ken Nida. So apparently you see that the status is not exactly the same status as Anida. Rav Shimi Minahardah Amar, Rav Shimi says, Afilu Tema Bol Nida Ken Nida. You can even say that, no, they have the exact same status. He says that no, when is the separation done? It's not done on the night of the third. It's done, let's say, an hour before sundown. So an hour before sundown is still the second. So that's already, you can count the second of Tishrei. You can count that day as part of the count. So then already, okay, so then you can go to the mikveh at the night of the ninth, meaning after the eighth day, you can go to the mikveh at the night of the ninth. Right, then he waits until Harev Shemesh on Yom Kippur itself, and then he completes the Tara process. So now we're going to bring a couple of questions on the Shita of Rav Shimi that says that the Nida and the Bol Nida has the exact same status, and then he has to wait until nightfall to go to the mikvah. So Meisvei, hold on 1 second, and we ask the question, Kol Chai V'Tfilos, Tfilos and Bayom. Anybody who needs to go to the mikvah goes during the day. The only exceptions are Nida Violetis, Tfilos and Balayla, a Nida and someone who gives birth. Right, so the question says, Nida in Bol, Nida lo. Apparently, what do you see? Someone who sleeps with a Nida and accept and receives her Tumah status, right, is not allowed to go to the mikvah during the day. Is allowed to go to the mikveh during the day. So why are you telling me, Rav Shimi, that he has to wait until nightfall? So Gemara says, no, you're right. Nida v'chod asu yimiri buya. When that brisa says nida, it means anything that is caused by a nida. So a nida and a bol nida, they both have to wait until nightfall, and that lines up like Rav Shimi, who says that a bol nida, someone who sleeps with a nida, has to go to the mikveh at night. Another question, meisvei, balkeri kemage sheretz, bol nida ketame meis. That someone who's a balkeri, someone who has some sort of seminal emission, so he is tame like someone who touches the sheretz, i.e., they're tame one day, and meaning they just go to the mikveh that day, and then they have to wait for nightfall, and then they're tahar. But a bol nida is like tame meis, right? And they have to wait, the chora, they have to wait 7 days. The Gemara says, my lab, the tefillah, isn't this saying that they both in terms of the tefillah, right, it has to, you know, how, when they can go to the mikvah. I mean, the Gemara originally assumes that it's comparing when they go to the mikvah, and i.e. therefore they can go to the mikvah during the day. So Gemara says, well, l'tu masa. No, we're talking about how long the tumah is, like I originally explained, right? I realized in the middle that I shouldn't explain according to the maskana, but meaning the Gemara originally assumes that it's comparing it to the time frame when you can go to the mikvah. Then it says, no, it's just comparing the time frames, how long it has to be, not the time of, right, first, the havamina is the time of day, either day or night, and the maskana is the time frame, how long their tumah lasts. So Gemara says, well, you don't need a brisa for that. The pasuk says straight up how long their tumah for. Right, tumah shiva ksivbe, but tumah shiva ksivbe. Right, by both tumas bo'al nida and by tumah meis, right, both of them have psukim that say straight up that their tumah for 7 days. So it must be the tefillah on that the brisa is coming to teach me when they can go to the mikvah, and just like someone who's tamei meis can go to the mikvah during the day, that's so too someone who's bo'al nida can also go to the mikvah during the day. So Gemara says, lo, olam l'tumasa. No, really, he's teaching me actually how long they're tamei for. And seifat tzrichale, right? You need to teach me the end of the Mishnah, right? Ela shechomer mimeno bo'al nida mitamei mishka v'moshav v'tumakala v'tamei ochlin v'mashkin. And what we're trying to teach me is that someone who is bo'al nida is more machmir, is more chomer than someone who is tamei meis. Because they're Tamei Mishkav and Moshav. Tamei Mishkav and Moshav, otherwise known, at least by me, I don't know if it's known by anybody else, but the Tumah of the Princess and the Pea, which means that if he sits on 10 pillows, so all 10 are Tamei. As opposed to Tumas Maga, which is just touching, meaning if someone is Tamei, Tumas Maga, you touch something, it's Tamei. But not if you sit on 10 things, right? You're not touching the bottom pillow, so the bottom pillow is not Tamei. So Tumas Meis, that's Tumas Maga. He is Metamei other things by touching them. But someone who's a Bo'al Nida, right, he is Tamei Mishkav and Moshav, which means that he sits on things and he's going to be Metamei them. So that's really what the Braisa is coming to teach me. In Echonami, the Psukim say how long they're Tamei for, but that's what the Braisa is teaching me, that they're compared in terms of how they will be Metamei other things. That's what the Braisa is talking about. Okay, Toshma. Again, we're still trying to disprove Rav Shimi, who says that someone who's a Bo'al Nida has to wait until night to go to the Mikvah. The Tani Rabbi Chiya said the following. And that's the key line. All of these cases, tefilas and beyom, they have to go during the day. That seems pretty straightforward, right? Against Rav Shimi. Nida v'yoledes, and someone who is a nida and someone who gives birth, then tefilas b'alayla, then they get to go at night. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, fair enough. Tziyufta, that is a tziyufta that will rejects Rav Shimi's suggestion, right? And then we have to go back to the other suggestions in terms of how you break up. Right, that was 7 days, or you know, etc., etc. Okay, by meaning separating the Kohen Gadol 7 days before. Okay, now the Gemara says, "V'ad she'ata mafrisho b'tumas beso hefrisho b'tumas ames." So the Gemara suggests, okay, if we're already separating the Kohen from Tumas Beso because his wife might become a Nida, then he might become Tame for 7 days, so there are other types of Tumah out there that might mess him up. So why don't we separate himself from Tumas Meis, meaning let's separate him from anybody, from people, because he might be, you know, someone might be dead, Rachman al-Tzlan, next to him. Samarav Tachlifa, Avudra, Avuna, Mishmeder Ava, Zosamaris, Tumas Ames, Hutra Hibitzibur. Apparently, this teaches me that Tumas Mace is Hutra Bitzibur. If you have, if you remember from Psachim, right, that we had a Machokas, whether Tuma is Hutra Bitzibur or the Chuy Bitzibur. Just a quick rundown. Hutra means it's mutter, is completely mutter, and you know, if something is Tame, but the halacha is that you're allowed to do this Avoda Bitumah, everything is mutter. We don't have to be concerned about tumah. We don't have to be concerned about any other details. Carte blanche, blanket heter, do whatever you got to do. If tumah is dechuya, that tumah is pushed off. So that seems to imply that, yeah, begrudgingly, yes, in a chanami, this guy is tameh. We need him to do the avoda. It's allowed because it's, for whatever reasons, we certain halakhic principles, but we're not so happy about it. So therefore, if we can avoid other scenarios where the tumah will get involved in the avoda, so therefore we have to avoid them. So if you're telling me that we're not concerned about, you know, the Kohen Gadol becoming Tumas Meis, so apparently Tumas Meis is Hutra B'tzibur, it's completely mutter, i.e. we're not even concerned about it. You don't even have to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, "Afilu tuma tumas ames dechuyah betzibur." Now you can even say, according to the one who holds, that tuma is dechuyah betzibur, meaning that it's allowed but begrudgingly. So tumas ames lo shchich, because what's the difference between tumas beso and tumas mace? Right? What's more common, that if a Kohen Gadol is sleeping with his wife and she sees blood, or he's standing next to someone and the guy drops dead? So it's more, that's what the Gemara says, right? Tumas ames lo shchicha. That's not common. It's not common. People don't just, you know, drop it like flies. You know, Baruch Hashem. We're not just, that's not a common thing. Tumas beso, right? Okay, that is possible that this woman could be, his wife could become a nida. But that's rei shchicha. So then we're going to separate him from this potential tuma pitfall. Okay. Itmar, it was said. Now we're going to talk about Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, Duchuy B'tzibor for today and tomorrow at least, but let's start the discussion here. Tuma Sameis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra B'tzibor, Rav Sheshes Amar Duchuy B'tzibor, right? Machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says it's Hutra, like I said before, it's totally mutter, carte blanche, you can do whatever you got to do. If you're, again, if you're faced with a Tzibor type requirements in the Avoda, and Rav Sheshes says no, it's Tuchuya, it's not the greatest, let's try and avoid it as best we can, but if someone's Tamei, so they're allowed to do it. So Heicha De'ika Tamein V'Tahorin Bahu Beis Av, if you have Kohanim who are Tamei and Kohanim who are Tahor in a single Beis Av, a Beis Av is a obviously a family of Kohanim, right? As we've mentioned, there's a cycle, basically the Kohanim take turns. It wasn't just every Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. There was a schedule set up, 2 weeks on for each family. So if, let's say, you had some, right, you have a family, Baruch Hashem, I would imagine they were large families. So let's say you have some people who are Tameh, some people who are Tahor. So Kuli Amalu Pligi, everybody agrees that Tahorin Avdi Tameh and Lo Avdi, that you choose the Tahor Kohanim to work in the Beis HaMikdash and not the Tameh ones. Ki Pligi, the Machlokas is, La Dure La Suye Tahorin Beis Av Achrina. The question is, let's say the entire Beis Av, the entire family, right, the entire people who it's their turn, everybody's Tameh. Somebody passed away, they had a big funeral to go to. Okay, whatever. Everybody's tummy. Question is, do we go find other Tahor Kohanim who's not, it's not their turn this week, but they happen to be Tahor, and everyone else whose turn it is tummy. So do we go find other people? So again, Rav Nachman Amar Heter Hu B'tzibor V'lo Madrinan. If Rav Nachman, who says that Tumah Hutra B'tzibor is totally mutter, it's totally carte blanche, everything's fine, so you don't have to go find someone who's Tahor. Right, these people are Tameh, but Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, so it's fine. Right? They're dealing with the Tzibor-oriented Kohanim and Avoda. It doesn't matter that they're Tameh. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, Dechuyehi B'tzibor, Tumah's not great. Right? We'll do it if we have to, but it's not great to have in the Avoda Beis HaMikdash, even if it's a Korban HaTzibor. So therefore, Mahadrinan. Therefore, we will go find Kohanim or Tahor to carry out the Avoda. All right, this discussion continues onto Daf Zayin, but we'll do that tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.